Business Hub.
With Focus Technology, bringing technology happiness to businesses in Cornwall.
Andrew Davenport, welcome back to the show. How are you, sir?
I'm good, thanks, Mark. Just come back from my holiday in Scotland. So, bit of time off. It's all good.
I was going to say, you've been away, because you've actually caught the sun, but people don't normally catch the sun in Scotland,
do they? Scotland, no. It's renowned for being miserable and rainy, but yeah, it's been all right, yeah.
Where did you go?
Basically, stayed with some relatives in Kilmarnock, and then just drove around looking at the sights and the scenery. Went to Edinburgh, looked at some very expensive whiskey, and just generally had a nice relaxing time, and now back into the thick of it.
Yeah, great. Did you go to the zoo?
No, we didn't get to the zoo.
Okay, next time.
Yeah, next time.
Great to have you back on. I'm excited this week because we're talking about CRM, and you know, a subject that's close to the heart of, well, should be close to the heart of every single business. A lot of people don't seem to have them. There's, I guess, another swathe of businesses that have them but don't use them properly and have never probably set it up properly.
Absolutely.
And then there's a swathe of people that probably get it right. So
yeah, I mean, basically, every business does have a CRM of some sense. It's whether they sort of acknowledge it's a thing or not. So your most basic CRM system is a bunch of Word documents, maybe, or an Excel spreadsheet that effectively maps your sales pipeline and the management of the relationship with your customers. And that's basically what it's about, customer relationship management. There are businesses that have, you know, bought into a CRM system, and as you say, they haven't taken the time to actually look at it in depth and actually make it really, really work for their business, and it actually just becomes a very complicated or overkill contacts database. So really, what a CRM should do is it should support your business's sales pipeline, and quite often these days, a CRM does more than that as well. So there are elements where not only does it deal with the sales cycle, but it actually deals with the after sales cycle as well. So you can have the customer management, you know, fault tickets or a help desk sort of situation as well, with all of the original data about what you sold them, the equipment that you sold them, etc., in that system, and it's retrievable at the touch of a button. So basically, you know, we've been working with a few customers recently on establishing and building CRM systems for them. Like with most things, there's different ways to go. There is the off-the-shelf CRM solution. You just buy your software package or subscribe to a cloud-based system, and it kind of does what it says on the box. And, you know, without going any further into it, you just use it as it is, which actually is generally kind of not the right way to go about things, because you want it to really work for you, not just have it as a repository of info. Then you get the option where you can sign up to the software and have it customized to fit and suit your business. Now, that's where it really sort of starts to come into its own, because, you know, as a Pirate FM, you have a particular sales life cycle with the things that you do. So the CRM should effectively manage that life cycle for you and prompt your sales teams to be doing particular things at particular times, chasing up leads, converting the leads to opportunities, converting the opportunities to the sales. But it has to be done the Pirate FM way, for example. So you would customize the system so you're collecting the data that you need to make the sale and to generate those leads. And actually the reporting that comes out the other end is what you want to see the sales team are doing, and it's all got the right kind of information. So that's why you'd want to customize it. Then you get the ones for which we tend to do for niche markets or companies that are in very niche industries, which is a bespoke CRM system that we build it completely to their spec from scratch. So there's a couple of different elements there. It tends to be more expensive because we have to actually develop a system from the ground up, but it very closely fits the business model that the company, you know, that we're doing it for actually has. So there's one we've done recently where they are project driven, but those projects change over time. So we've set the CRM system up so you can actually unplug a project from the CRM system, and it will remove all of that information but keep the historical data in for reporting, and then you can plug the new project in, which automatically links in with all of the rest of it. So that's kind of cool, but there wasn't an off-the-shelf system or a customizable off-the-shelf system that would do that for them. So that's when you'd go down a bespoke route. The other thing to think about as well is how the CRM system integrates with other stuff that you've got. So you might have a phone system that you want it to screen pop the customer record when they phone in, so you've got all that information there in front of you. You might want it to integrate with an SMS system. So if your sales guys want to check whether a customer is still available for their site visit or their appointment, it can ping them a text 24 hours ahead of time and give them the option saying yes or no. Nice. So there's stuff that takes takes out the hands of somebody remembering to do it and actually automates that workflow process and actually makes it, you know, like I say, work for your business rather than you sort of trying to keep on top of things, really.
It's interesting that there's a real theme to where you guys also sit as a business within this as well. And right from the very start, I think when we first got introduced to Focus, you made a point of explaining how you guys sit as almost consultants, rather than just delivering an IT service, plugging the box in and away we go. You guys act as consultants and almost advisors, really, to businesses in that space. And this must be one of those arenas where that relationship, it becomes really key.
Yeah, absolutely. Gone are the days where you have an IT system and you have a phone system and you have a website or some form of online presence. You know, we do act as consultants and we look at the big picture. Anyone who's thinking about technology here and now needs to start thinking further ahead. It's not what's happening now, it's what is going to be happening in technology in a couple of years' time, and what are the aspirations and the objectives of your business going forwards. So obviously a CRM is a small part of that machine to help propel your business in that direction. But where we position ourselves is the fact that as a business, all of your communications platform, whether it be your IT desktop PCs interacting with customers via email, to your phone system recording calls or capturing data that you want for analysis, or your online digital presence, you know, your branding has to be consistent, your vision and the way you want to be perceived by the customer has to be consistent. And it basically turns a business that, you know, is attempting to do it into something that looks like a really slick and professional outfit. And that's what we like to do. We like to sort of bring all these elements together into one big cohesive whole that really drives your business forwards.
The scary thing about this to me would be the initial step. So, you know, how do you make this not so scary for a business? Because, you know, like you said, a lot of them will be thinking, do you know what? I haven't got the time to do this because I've got so much stuff in so many different spreadsheets, you know, that pulling all of that data together and sticking it into a new system, I just don't want the headache of it, and I can't afford, you know, for, you know, that staff member or those staff members to sit there and type this stuff in.
While it is, you know, it has to be a cohesive whole, what we would do is we would break it down into the various elements within that cohesive whole. So we would look at it as the overall project. This is the big sort of ultimate vision where you want to be. But within that vision, there are small steps that could be taken to start heading towards the right location. As the customer, there will be a front-end heavy load of work for you to do. If you have a system that can't be absorbed into or doesn't translate well, there may be elements of adjusting your data, working with your spreadsheets, rationalising. None of it's scary. You're not going to lose anything by it. It's just making sure that it's all optimised in the way that it goes forwards. I mean, time and again, we see people that have just been working for years and years and years on the same stuff. There's no format, there's no structure, you know, there's nothing behind it other than just people knowing, well, I know that document is there or that information is there. So by going through this process, you end up with a system that is efficient, and actually the time that you were expending on those spreadsheets and documents in the past suddenly becomes an automatic process that gives you more time to run your business. So it is definitely the customer worth, you know, going for it, thinking about it and actually committing to it fully. But actually, you know, mapping out what you want your business to do and how you want that technology to support your business and effectively make your life easier and make communications with your customers much simpler and much more efficient.
So you'd always say bespoke, rather, because there are off-the-shelf solutions with this stuff, aren't there, as well? But you need to go bespoke, really.
I wouldn't say always bespoke. It depends on the customer need. So that's where the consultation process comes in. So that's where we go in, we sit with the customer, we look at that big vision plan of what they want to do, and then we go and match that to the best solution, whether that's off-the-shelf or customised off-the-shelf or a bespoke platform. You know, for most businesses, a customised off-the-shelf solution, such as Microsoft Dynamics CRM, which is something we're heavily getting into at the moment, Sugar CRM, and there are many more out there. With the right skill set, customizing that isn't a nightmare. It's just making it ask the right questions to fit your business, and then you have a system that actually does what you want it to do. You know, the bespoke is kind of like the extreme, and that's where it's, you know, you've got a requirement that the off-the-shelf stuff just isn't going to do, you know, and we will basically wring everything out of an off-the-shelf system before we start looking at bespoke, because the costs do change quite dramatically with that, and there are other factors that need to be considered within that bespoke system.
Yeah, I've heard about this Microsoft one. You're not the first person to mention that. Can you give us a ballpark? Because I think it's important we do talk. We're not trying to sell one to people listening right now, but, you know, give us a ballpark on what sort of investment is required in it. I know that's an open question, but...
Yeah, it is an open question, and again, that is determined by the specific customer need.
Yeah.
So, you know, again, with Microsoft Dynamics CRM, there is a basic pack of licenses you've got to buy. You have to buy 5 professional licenses, which off the top of my head is about £250 a month. You can then go up and have licenses unlock other functionality, right. Which includes, you know, integration with social networks and actually gauging what people are thinking about your business.
Interesting.
Giving you sort of like a positive negative scale.
The reputation management.
Reputation management, yep. And then down to sort of view only licenses. So for call center operatives who are just answering the phone and talking to customers, they can see the records, but they can't adjust and change. So the price kind of scales up and down depending. And you can mix and match which ones you want. So you don't have, you've got to start with the 5 professional licenses, and then you can mix and match the others either way. Mm. But the Dynamics does integrate with Office 365. So that would go into your Outlook, it would go into your Excel. You can actually pull data backwards and forwards. You can integrate it with SharePoint Online as well, which gives you document or a kind of document management system. It's by no means a full document management system, but it lets you store documents into your CRM system as well. So again, it's that talking to the customer and working out their need and then basically guiding them forwards and then, you know, making it work.
I don't know how you retain the knowledge.
Nor do I
really
some
days. I really don't. Every week it's the same. And let me tell you also that I'm giving away trade secrets here, but, you know, Andrew is one of the very few people that come into this studio without notes.
Yeah.
And that's not a bad thing. I'm impressed by that because it's, you know, it's obviously a knowledge base that you're that confident in. And you don't need it. It's unusual, so it's great. But it gives me confidence anyway. Put it
well, it's just practice. It's understanding the fundamentals of how the technology works. And actually, over the last, you know, I've been in this industry sort of 16 years, but actually the fundamental basics haven't actually changed.
Yeah.
You know, the step-by-step, the process is still the same. It's just the overlay of technology that supports the process. That's the bit that you've got to get to grips with and start to sort of work on.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know, people often say to me, how do you remember all of this stuff? And I don't know, honestly.
Yeah.
But that's why I do this job, because it's something that I find naturally you know, easy
totally
to do.
Totally immersed in it, yeah. Absolutely. So if I was having a CRM put in here, I'd certainly want you on my gang. If there are other people thinking exactly the same, best way to get in touch with you?
Yep, give me a shout on 01209 613 660 or drop me an email on andrew.davenport@focus-technology.co.uk.
And all the links are on the Pirate 2 website as well. Andrew, as ever, it's a pleasure. Many thanks and look forward to the next catch-up.
Thank you, Mark.
The Business Hub. With Focus Technology, bringing technology happiness to businesses in Cornwall.